We are continuing our shiurim on Otot Chaim, and we have finished last time with Met Shai Gulim. Now we're starting a new perek, a new shah called Shah Tanta. And what does Tanta mean? Tanta is abbreviation for Tamim Nukudois Tagim Ve'Oysters. Right, this is what we find. This is Tanta, what we find under the three. We'll see as it's going to explain the three daggers. The Tamim, there's three daggers, the Emsa on top and below, the Kudus as well, we'll find the same thing. Tag we only find on top, and the Oasis is going to be the Kli. Okay, so let's start over here, Perek Aleph. So in the original edition, it's Daf Aleph Amud Aleph, and in the Matok Midrash, it's Daf Tetva. So let's go. V'nivaya ata inyonim. Da. Ki ein Mitzias Tzio Komas Odom Baolam Shlo Yebo Klolos Abba Bechinas Elu. There's no Mitzias Tzios Odom which doesn't have these things, these four Klolim, these four Koiches Asher Kolulim Kol ha'etzilus v'kol ha'non. This is not some devarim. These are koiches, which are kolul all the koiches of all the worlds. Ve'eluhem Shem Ab keze. What's Shem Ab? Ab is 72. It's a gematria. What's a gematria for? It's a gematria for yud ke vav ke ke yud yud vav yud ke yud. Shem Sag, which is 63. Let's say Yud Vav Dalet Ke Yud Vav Aleph Vav Ke Yud V'Shem Ma Kezid Yud Vav Dalet Ke Aleph Vav Aleph Vav Ke Aleph V'Shem Ben Kezid Yud Vav Dalet Ke Ke Vav Vav Ke Ke. Now, I'm sorry to say, but you're going to have to memorize this because this comes over and over and over and over. This is the basis, basisim, as he's marked it. Like, I can't go any slower than that, but can't emphasize more than that because this a mitzvah tzur komos which doesn't have this, and this is the bosses of the bosses. Actually, the things which are fueling it, but this is the basic koyches that everything has.
Why is this for Ben? Ma is smaller than Ben.
Right, right. Also, you can ask all the other ones. The larger gematria is before the smaller gematria. You know what I mean? Yeah. Ayin before Beis, Samach before Gimel, Mem is before Hey. And by Ben, you find that the Nun, which is a larger gematria value, is after a smaller one. Okay, we'll speak about that in a minute. Okay, let me tell you one of my favorite lessons. One of my most favorite lessons here, Bi'urim. State of Bi'urim. In the beginning, on time, the first tickle here, he has a stira in the So he's quoting the Lashon Arizal. Ki ein mitzir tziok komos adam ki komo shuhu bechlolos kein hu bepratos bepratei pratos. The komo, this is, he's quoting the Lashon in Etzrayim. It's a bit different than our Lashon, but it's basically the same thing. The komo shemuvua bekamam mekomos. Om na mashakosu ki ein mitzir tziok komos adam. Hine. We find Bishar Pirkei Atzelem, it's later on, Resh Pirk Beis, Amma ki ein dova she'ein bo naranchi. Naranchi is the same thing as this Abzag Ma'uben that we spoke about. Im kein, hare hu einu davka b'tziu.
How's it come to say? There's five of them, there's four of these members.
It's the same news story. Well, you can't go too much into it right now, but okay. It's oiras, right? These oiras are the basis of all things. The only problem is in came hare hu einu dafka b'tzio komos adam levad. Here he's saying it's dafka b'tzio komos adam, and there ella, there he's saying in Pirkei Tzelem, he's saying shehu b'kol mitzios mitzios came. So which one is it? Is it dafka b'tzio adam or something else? Everything. So he says ache inyanu. Ki kol mitzias kulam hu hine hem gamke betchunas adam kinodim. Interesting, right? He's saying that everything, it's not kasha, everything is adam. Everything has a betchunas Adam. V'im kem, hari mashu kosuv kan, or mashu kosuv sham, dover echad hu. Okay, that's a bayah. V'da ki kol ha-perek hazeh, hine hu megal le-tefach, u-mechasi alpayim. He's just telling you mixas, he's warming you up as we're starting, asot chayim. But you have to know it's not only Adam, it is an all living thing, all things. Yeah, but these koyches are where these koyches, which are called kolat tzilis, in Adam. That's in Adam. Nobody else has this koach koyl. Yesh na b'ramazim rabim l'kama hakdomas amukos b'diva ravzav v'kemo shetire ramos ketzas b'divarin v'havim. That's it. Full stop. That's it. Are you happy with that? What?
No.
You not happy with that?
I see.
I think it's a pet of what he's saying here. So what's Itaki saying now? Nachum, this is still Pasha. Yeah. All these oilers, dafka exclusive to other, that was his kasha, or are they, they're not exclusive to anything. Everything has, every mitzias has this meranchim, these oilers in them, this apsag moben. So which one is it? So it's not fair. Everything is betzuos Adam. A rock is betzuos Adam. Now, first of all, let's define what Adam means. Adam is the vault. Adam is gimel kavim. Kabbalah. That's how we define Adam. Not that he has a nice haircut or he's 6 foot and this, he has big muscles. We say that an Adam is gimel kavim. Kav yamin, kav small, kav ensam. He has to have this shikul, because if not, if you only bechad samcha, if you only have all your spheres in one line, that is the shvir, that's the tohu. You just can odd them. There's no kiyum whatsoever in that. The kiyum is only when you can take the all, the moichim, and then you have the miskula. You have a scale that you can balance out the ore. Look at Chiddush Nifla, that the Rav over here is Megali. What he's saying over there. Don't forget, it's not that he's saying more of a chiddush over there than over here. He's saying more of a chiddush over here. He's saying that what he's saying over there is less of a chiddush, meaning that over here, everything, Adam, doesn't mean Adam, shuta kamashma like us, midabar. Everything is taka bekoach Adam. Everything has kibbul kabbim. Everything has taka kibbul kabbim. If you think into that, that's a whopping statement from the Leshem over here, the way Metanis is stira. It's a whopping statement that everything, there's no difference. Be'etzim, it's an odom and a rock. Where do we find a neshama by a rock? Here. He's saying right here, right? This apsak moment, which is the naranchi, which is the oil, which is the neshama of ak. Neshama of Ak, the highest world, is in every single Adam, and Adam is not what we think is an Adam. Everything is betzos Adam.
There's more tzimtzum until you get to simple things.
Tzimtzum, but in the core, in the shorish of the volume, you'll find an Ab Sag Ma'uben, a Dava Ruchni Ad Ma'or, Kodesh Elyon.
It's like Moshech,
huh? Kodesh Elyon, you can't see something more Kodesh than the end soft, the cow we were speaking, which is coming into Ak, which is coming directly from the Eivishda, and everything has this this cow in it.
Because it's a very desire at all? That's why they were Moshe and
Yeah, Bidyuk. They saw what we didn't think. Yeah, we thought, we're looking kinder, the stupid people developing out the rocks and stones and everything there, but they knew exactly what they were doing. When they saw the Levana and they saw the Chama, they knew exactly what they were pointing the tefillahs for. We were vayt from them. We were mamash vayt from them. Where? Here? Then. Over there, he says, Adam Levad. You want to see the Loshan over there? He says, in Perke, Omash goes to the Ein Mitzias Tzuos Adam, who Bishar Perke Atzelem. And Rish Perak Beis, he writes, "Ama ki ein dovo she ein bo neranchi," and he's equating both the neranchi. He's asking his kasha. In game, Haru einu davka betzus kodem komas adam, ela shuhu bekol betzias metzias ke. Once I was in Yerushalayim and I was in a shul and the Breslov shul, and I had to daven mincha quickly. And I jumped into the shul and I saw some guy bowing down to the table. And I said, excuse me, what are you doing? It's Mam Shabbat Zazal. What are you bowing down to? He says, oh, everything's cool with the kush. Wow. So he's. That's the danger attack. Yeah, yeah. We have Baruch Hashem. Kabbalah, you just don't learn it by itself. You learn with Halacha, you learn with the Gemara. So you have Gedolim where to hold you back. If not, you mamish go, you go mamish completely off. But Etzem, he's right. Everything Taka has in Neranchi, as mamish, it's Kodesh, this Dvarim Kedushim, you know, this Avsag Ma'oben. But the Halacha says you don't, we don't think, do things.
Let's hear something about him.
Alright, I thought that was quite enlightening when I read that. Okay, so let's go back to here. Vihini. Elu Abba Havayas Nechlokin Ba'Abba Miluim Ha'elu. Hem Bechinas Tamim. Now he's going to start equating. Remember, we started off that we always work with a chart of Erechin. Our chart of Erechin is very, very helpful that we try to categorize everything we're doing. And it's not a steal that sometimes we'll say it like this, we'll collect the various, depends what we're speaking about. We're speaking about oilers or kalim or whatever. We collect them in one particular way and then we'll collect them in a different way. But that's called Erechin. So now he's equating now the highest bechina of Apsag Ma'oben with the highest bechina of Tanta. So Tamim Shem Ab, O bechinas Likud Shem Sag, bechinas Tagim is Keneged the Shem Ma, O bechinas Oisus is Keneged the Shem Ben. Okay, so we take Tanta very, you know, not very seriously. You know, the Tamim, the Sefer Torah, we just read. You know, the Nikud is very nice, you know, help us read, but we're talking about the volume, Hechet, the volume here. Now, b'kol echad me'elu abba havayos kolul mikulam. Now, you have to know that each one, ab, for example, you have an asmab the ab. You have to get used to this lotion. So you have ab sag ma'uben of ab. That's called asmab of ab. Each one includes the other one. Everything that you find in the cloud, you find in the prat, and everything you find in the prat, you find in the cloud. Yesh bekol havaya mehem bechinas tamim nikudas tamim oisyas. Okay, you have to know that it's all included. Now let's just get to this point over there. Why is it taka the nun is, which is a greater numerical value, is after the base and ben? So over here brings down, take it in the B'Shem, the Medrash Pliya. They bring down B'Shem of Shimon Astropoli. He says, Kilachin korim Shem ze ben, velo nab, nun base, kimo b'shah shemois ab, sag ma'u, kedei shiye misporo teisha b'sfiro katan, ki nun pshuta misfira sheva me'ois. When you take the final noon, it's 700. Ki achrei teisha amisporo abba ma'ois ba'ois ois yos mansapach lechein achaf misporo chamesh ma'ois samech is shesh ma'ois noon was sheva ma'ois v'mispa koten hu sheva v'kemo abzag ma'oben shekulam b'mispa koten Shem Hem Teisha. So since we want to arrive to the Mispar Teisha, which Ramis all the S spheres, or the nine spheres, the Malchus is always the next part of, then the Mukubalim have put it this way. They put the Nun behind the base. Keneged Teisha spheres Kololos called part of Asirasi Malchus Ashlomas Et Esesphere. So where's the 10? Because the Malchus is always the Cholav, that's like the Kolav. So then you have the 10 spheres. Okay, let's continue.
It's not a right order. Because 45 is smaller than 52. Is that a kasha?
Yeah, well, if you do the Erechim of Parsufim with these Shemas, then you find out that Ben is Keneged Nukveya. Maz Keneged Za. And Ben is Keneged, since Za is always before Nukveya, that's why Ben is after Ma. She's always Keneged, you should remember this, is always Keneged the female counterpart of Za, Ben. Okay, let's continue. V'hinei v'kakapta shel zeh odom kadman shuhu rosho, ad mokam b'chinez oznaim shelo, Hu nikra bechinas shem am. Vohu bechinas so the tamim shebo kiniska. Im heyot shigam bechinas zu levada. Kulula mitamim nikudas tagim vois yos. Ela she'einan rushus ledava bezeh. So now we're going to fit Atzmab, Abtag Ma'uben, into the parts of Ak. Meaning like this. Ak, there's a head of Ak, and there's a body of Ak, and then there is the legs of Ak. So even in the head of Ak, we split the head of Ak into different chalokim, into Atzmab. So this is very important to follow. From the top of the head of Ak until the ears, including the ears, is what we call, it's not including the ears, is considered to be the Mokum of Ab. That's the Shem Hashem Ab, which is Mamish there. All that top part of his head.
That we're not learning.
We're not going to talk about now. That is way too high. Agam Melesh Intak, he speaks about it. Gedaka Bekurdish. Because he said, whatever, since everything is a blueprint of something else, choytum and nichtum, so once you know the nichtum, you know, you've seen the photocopy, you can work out the original. So he works backwards and he tells everything about it. I'll call upon him. From those nine downwards to the choytum, that is the mochum sag. And then from the choytum to the pe, that is, now let's see if I got this right. Let's read this again. V'hu b'chinas so tamim shebokin yiskam. Im heyosh gam b'chinas zu levado kolulu metamim nikudas tagim. So even though from the top of the head to the ears, we said it's ab, but you have to know in ab, there is asmab. Alright? There's ab, sag, ma'uben. So how do we read that? So we'd say, if I want to talk about the top part of the head, I'll say that's the ab. If I want to speak about Madriga, which is low, I say sag the ab. And then it's ma the ab, and then ben the ab. Let's continue. So there he tells us already, let's stop. He says already, ein lanim shushu l'dabu b'zeh. Okay, now he's going to tell us a ha'azor. B'nei hine. Afa pishan korim ha'machanim kinuim elu. Even though we're going to speak about Kigon Odom, Rosh, Oznaim, and Naim, Kiyose, Misha, Kinuyim. Hine, Eino Rak, Lishacher, El Ozen, Yoshvenu, Advorim. In order for us to have a lepsa, tfisa of what's going on in the Olam of Ruchnis, we have to have some sprach. We have to have some language to connect and say, you know, that's his head. Velachena, no mechanim, Kinuyim, Eilu, Bemokum, Gavua, Kaze. Omnam, Ika, Mokum, Kinuyim, Eilu, Hem, Me'olam, Atzius, Velemata. Again, this is Adam Kadmon, and then we'll see later on, from Adam Kadmon, from his mouth, we'll see the world of Akudim coming out, Nikudim, Burudim, and finally the world of Atzilus is going to be developed. But further on, much lower, under his Tibor, Velemata. Then we can really start with Kinuyim and say, you know, this is Shtikla head, Shtikla arm, Shtikla dos, yens. But here, Shuhu min Arev Atzilus Velemata, because only from Mitzibo Lemata, when we speak about the Oilom Tzilos, then we can speak about Bechinas Parzuf. Aval Mimenu Lemale and Bechinas Parzuf Klal. But anything above that, anything above the Tzibo, anything above the world of Tzilos, Rak lishacher chazozen anu mechanim elu kinuyim. That we only talk and use these words as very loosely. You have to understand, avad, this is kulu ol, and there's no tzuros od of there whatsoever. Let's go back. Behine, mebechines oznaim velemata naske levan bekitzu nimrat. Da, ki min oznaim velemata matri shem sag ekloli shebo. Right? So, again. From the kakafta, from the top of the head to the znaim, that's up. From the ears downwards, it's side. The kavan is by kigam hu kolon mitamim nikudas tagim oisa. Don't forget, even inside you have all these bechinas. Vida ki lo ilam tamim nikudas mechlokin v'shlosha chalukos ki yesh bechinas tamim nikudas lemal al gabei ois v'yesh lematim in ois ovechein beemtza ois. Okay. just to make it a bit more complicated for us, so in Sag for Lamosha. In Sag you have, which is Keneged Tamim Lamosha. We can make that error. So in Tamim you have an Erech which is Tamim Elyonim of the Tamim of Ab, and the Tamim Emsoim of the Tamim Da'at, and then you have Tamim Tachtoinim of the Tamim of Ab. So in Kabbalah Shprach would say the highest Bechin is called Sag, the Ab, the Sag. The Tamim Emsoim is considered to be Ma, the Ab, the Sag, and the Tamim Tachtoinim is considered to be Ben, this, the Ab, the Sag. Right, it's easier if we write it down. That's the way I learned it. Writing it down, you see it take claw. That again, every bechina you have, the eshta aleph you have, it's bechina beklolius. So out of those nine, which we're going to speak about principally, is talk about saga klali. Now in sag, we're talking about the higher parts of sag. So that's the ab the sag. Now in sag, right in ab itself, you have tamim elyonim, tamim emsoim, tachtonim. Then you split that in ab sag mope. We'll go over that again. Vihini, let's go back.
You don't have up to up to sag that yet. You're not speaking about it.
No.
You never speak about up.
No. Ag we don't speak about. We don't even speak of the ab, the sag, the ab. That we don't even speak about either. That's already the anayim of the sag. That we don't speak about. Let's go back to the beginning. O penimi shebetoch ze adam kadmon yotze lechutz der kol enekovim niskom lemala vihine ahevel yotze der rosh der nikve asaras shelo kvar amadu leel she'ein anu rishayim leklal itasik bo. Okay, you have to know that again, what we're principally going to speak about is not never never, because Arizal is going to be telling us a little bit about what's happening inside. But Bedeah Klal, we're only speaking about the Or which is coming out from Ab. We're not speaking about the Or which is coming from Ab. And Lemoshel, even in Ab, as we just spoke about a second ago, there is all coming out from the hair. These hair are Tzinorim. They're actually coming out. That we're not going to speak about that either. That's way, way too high. From the Geit HaSbachah. That's the Eshta Aleph. It tells you where do we start learning? We start learning from the Oznayim. And that is Sag, what we call Sag Eklali. And remember, whatever comes out is whatever's inside, right? It's just a reflection of what's inside. So we're going to have the all coming from inside to outside, but that doesn't mean it leaves what's inside. It's still inside. We're going to have a parallel dimension. Whatever we see outside will be developing inside as well. But there must be a chiluk between outside and inside. The chiluk is every time the ore leaves the source of where it's coming from, it becomes more mitzaveh. That's a very key word, because mitzaveh always is related to kelim, which be'etim is the tafkid of all this. Because just ore, like we said, ore for ore is just potentiality, which without actualization, you cannot do anything with pure electricity. You have to put it in the keli, a fan, or something in order for it to make it work, in order to be able to mishtamish b'zeh. So the fact that it's coming out, it's mis'aber, it's not a chisoron, it's a ma'ilim. It's a ma'ilim, because then the sof is going to become a keli, which then we'll be able to be nene from it. V'nimsa, ki o'r sh'nisha b'penimis adam kamo, hu yoyser gadol mizel o hayotze mechutz. Right, the power of the all which is inside, obviously, which doesn't have this iboy, is much stronger than what comes out. Right, so you have three things we're speaking about here. We're talking about the all bifnim, the all which came out, and the all which created the reshimo, which is called the reshimo, which created the body of Ak, the keli of Ak. So the one which is strongest is the one inside. The one which is second, the one which is a bit weaker is the one that came outside, and the one which is less, which is the less of all three, is the one actually formed the body of Ak.
The body was formed by the rosh, by the iris coming out of the rosh.
Yeah. Yeah. This ab, all these oil is taken form. He doesn't tell us exactly when it happened, but yeah. Let's go right. Vehine, kasher yopso or der nikfel znayim yamin yaminis v'smolis nispashtu or is elu mebuchutz. They went out. Memokem oznayim at mokem shbolas azaken v'nimshuchu mispashtu mekeneged or mekeneged ispashtu der sar. Hazoken at somer belechayim b'tzide aponim. Again, it's very hard to keep to this hazor of not misgashim. But remember, this is only oris. There's just some dugmos that we're talking about a beard. The problem the mafarshim ask is that when did this beard grow? We're talking about saras on the zoken. when did that pop up? And exactly what is happening over here? Is it taka the same all, or is it a different oil? What's the bechalal, the bechinas of this sar zaken? Yeah. Okay. So again, the one is coming out. The oil is coming up from the right ear. There's another oil which is coming from the left oisin. Okay. Now let's see what they are exactly. V'kenegin nimsha v'kenegdo nimshach ispashto to oze ashe magia b'shpolat zaken. ושם נסחב יחד, האורס היות מן שני נקווה אוזניים. אומר, לא נסחבו בחיבו גומו, אבל נשאר ביניהם חלל מה. So what's going on? Let's just recap over here. You have all which is coming out, all sag, a very powerful all which is coming out from the all, yamin. Small as well, and is hovering above the beard, very, very succinctly, above the beard, and just about to join, but not joining exactly, where they call it the center, right? By the chin. But it doesn't join. Okay? Now, why taka doesn't it join? There's another question the Mefarshim asks. Let's go continue. V'rak ya'or hazeh einenu dobuk v'nogeh v'pani ima atzmo ava chope v'sochech aleyam. So another prat is telling us that it doesn't really touch the beard. The oil is just hovering above the beard. Hovering above the beard. ולא נספשת את האור הזה לא באחורי הפנים ולא בכל הפנים רק בצידי הפנים בלבד כנזכר. And it's not going all around, it's very succinctly, very concentrated, and knows exactly where it's going, just hovering above this beard. ובזה תבין הקדומה אחת והיא כי בחינס הראש אינן מזכירים לאלו בחינס פנים אף. Okay, let's leave that. So what do we have so far? We have a very interesting oil which is seeping out from the Oznayim and coming down and nearly joining on the ponim. And then we have what we call the Sa Zaken, which is there. So like I said, the Mefarshim are done exactly here. What is the Sa Zaken? Is it the same or is it different? So the Leshen has a very interesting pshat. He says there seems to be a steer on the Rav whether the Sar Zakim is mamish the goof, the or klali of Sag or not. So the Leshen wants to say the emes is it is the exact same or. How can that be? The Yafeshah has the kasha. The Yafeshah was much way before the Leshen, but he has the kasha. He says it proves that it cannot be because you see over here. He says it's einu dobuk v'nogeh b'panim. The oil which is coming out from the ears are not dovuk, they're only choifev v'sochech aleihem, but they don't touch whatsoever. But the Leshen says he's not bothered with that cash whatsoever. Right? He says that the oil, like we said, there's two chalakim in the oil. This is very important to understand. The two chalakim to the oil. There's always a chelik dak and a chelik gas. Even an oil, light, imagine, we don't think of light, it's mechalic light, it's all particles, it's all, what is there already? No, but says Arizal Taka, there's two chalakim to the oil. So the chelik adak shebo stayed inside. Chelik agas shebo went outside. That was mispasha. So the chelik agas went out and created this oil called the or klali of sag, saga klali, which is choifiv on top of this beard. What is this beard? That's the chelik adak shebo. The chelik asag adak shebo. It's mibifnim mibachutz. It was inside and came out, protruded from the lechayayim and created what he calls the sar zaken. But etzit is the exact same oil, except that this oil is being split into two chalakim. It's not a new oil.
So the oil gas came out of those nine. Yeah. And that came from the ponim itself, you know, from the chayim.
They all come from the same shorch, right? From those nine. That height, right? Except that one, it's split in half, kiviyachol, right?
Long way around.
One way all the way around. And the other one from Bifnim also splits. One took the right side of the face, one took the left side of the face, and came from Bifnim lebuchut and created what we have, what's called a zokin.
So you're saying that from the ears, it traveled on the inside and on the outside, two different areas.
That's right. The oil gas traveled on the outside, and the oil dak traveled on the inside. And
the inside means the mum is touching, kilu touching the ponim.
Inside the goof of the
inside the goof
of the ponim.
Yeah, but
between
them, the mitzvahs, it works like that. You can hear from two. You can hear from the outside, and when you hear your own voice, you're hearing from the inside as well. So you've got two parts to the ear like that. I don't know if it's mum's like that. What we're saying.
But the mitzvahs is that you have a neshama. You have a neshama bifnim, right? That same neshama, that koach and neshama, also allows you to hear. Somebody wants to ask me, says, "What's this all this gun to shashelus devang? Why did you just build our world and finish party?" I want to know that he created the ark. Why did Bechalad did he have to do that? Create the ark with the uznaim and the chotem and the pin. What's in the game of Bechalad? You know, we're right from where we were. Should have just created the other in his world and finished party. But the teretz is that this is not a, you know, doesn't for and for everything. But the teretz, how the teretz is that what here, what's happening over here, is developing the koach hashmira. This is what we call the koach hashmira. Somebody asks, where is the koach hashmira? As Rav will say, it's a hevel. Be'etzim, if you were able to have the Azami Istaklus, maybe the scientists haven't discovered this, but you'll be able to see a hevel coming up from the ear. He speaks about it just later on. There's a hevel. And hevel always represents all. Where does the all come from? From your pinir, from your neshama. All is all. You have an all. That's possible. We have a neshama, and the neshama is kula all. That's what we understand. It's possible. You understand that a chelik of that neshama shavo is seeping outside, and that's creating your koach hashmiya. Hu adin is creating your koach hariya. Hu adin is creating your koach your reach and your koach. There's also koach apir that comes out. But all that is neshama dik based. Based on your neshama. That's based on these oilers which are in you, or in act. Does that clear? The oil is coming in Ak from the Kav, coming straight into Ab, is coming straight into Ak from the Kav, and it's being separated in these four different areas: Ab, Sag, Ma'u, Ben. We're in the Sag Chelik, the second Chelik, and that's coming up from the. That gives you a Koach of Shmir. Now, the other part that we're speaking about is coming down, seeping through. Now, what's the tafkid of that? And that's what we're going to discuss. And why is it not joining up, B'chalam? Why? What's the problem with it joining up? We'll speak about that soon.
So you're saying the four senses which we spoke about, they're all bechinas of sag? They're all the four chalakim of sag?
Yeah. They're all bechinas of sag, yeah. Okay, let's go back. With this, what we just said now, you'll be able to understand something else here. Buhu. When we speak about the head, interesting enough, we don't speak about the front part and the back part. The feet, by the way, this is a big, very, very big theme in Kabbalah, speaking about the ponim and ach. It's a very, very, you have to know it's very important, the chiluk between ponim and ach. There's a lot of ramos in there. The feet, the mokum, she'en sham nekovim chaloinus. As yotze or kulo shavim mikol stodim or meir b'shavim. In a mokum where there's no holes, therefore, avada the oil still comes out, but it comes all b'shavim, and therefore you have no chil between front and back. All mam kishematzchil b'chinas mekavi. But once you start the kavi, meaning kegon, mino uznayim lematim. The kavi is not some little holes or these big orifices that we have called the anayim. That's called Nikovi. Once you get to these big orifices, then as yesham bechinas panim ba'ach. It's a kalam. You have to remember. Write it down in your little notebook of kalim that you have to remember. Only then do we talk about panim and ach. Yeah. Ki ametzach nikra panim. So let's start. From the forehand already starts panim. Now, really, the Mefarshim asked in Metzach, it doesn't really fit into this cloud because there's no orifices in the Metzach. What's going on here? But the Ramchal says something interesting here. He says, I think it's in Ginze Ramchal, he says, Takeh, there is a hole there in the Metzach. Except that we're not zoicha to see it. And the Ram says, we're only talking about ponim where there's a hole. And the Metzach is a ponim. So muchach, there must be a hole there.
But it does say kibum in aznaim ulamasa.
Yeah. Kigon, it's an example.
Kigon.
But it makes me think of the famous story of the Ariza we heard about his nisim and niflaos, how in fact he used to read the ponim of a person. But Etzim and Shagi Gulin explained how he did it. He actually looked at the Metzach and there's oysters coming out from the oysters from the Metzach, and whichever it was, the whole process there, which oysters, then he would know exactly where you're holding. In Tzrar and Oynish. But Bekitzer, Elamai, Muzman Zonim, there's a hole there. So the oysters are coming out. Ve'orev nikra ach. So compared to the Metzach, therefore, you have a comparison between Ponim ve'ach. Lefi shekolim nekovim nimshochim ba'oyres lechutz dera ponim. Oma she'ein bo nekovim nikra bechines ach. So you have a large concentration of oil pouring out from the achaf, it's called ozem chotem peh, and the lesser bechin of oil coming out in all around guf ak. They call it the aura or something. This comes out from the guf, but it's not as strong bechlal. Aval im kol ze min ha'ora ha'or haze mispashet umir kol sivivoy ze odam haze aval ikar or haze einenu rak ma shekeneged ozen keneged der haponim ad shpulot hazakeh. So that's clear. He's defining for us exactly. We're concentrating our limud on what? On the ikar or. And it's important to realize that he's saying two different types of madregas here. He's referring to something called the ha'ora, and he's referring to something called an or. Now it's important to remember that, because many times the Mefarshim has to steal on the Ariza. He said the ha'ora comes up from here, and then he says the or comes up from here. And the Mefarshim loved this teretz. He said it's different between ha'ora and or. It's good to remember. Okay, so let's continue right. Hine bezeh or yesh bechinas eser spheres shleimus. Now in this or we always find this quantity of eser spheres. That is the basis. But often kim meozen yamin nimshachas eser spheres bechinas or makif. Meozen small nimshachas eser spheres mebechinas or penimi. Veshtei bechinas elo hem eser spheres shleimus. Now he's defining now what's going on here. From the right O, we're finding that the O is called O Makif. And from the left ear, we're finding that it's called O Penimi. And each one has Eses Sfiras, and the other one also has Eses Sfiras. And Bechalal, together you can also say they have Eses Sfiras. Now, the Mefarshim asks a very simple question here. When you say something is an O Makif, or you say O Penimi, it's really not shah to say such a thing, because you usually need a keli. You usually need a keli in order to know that it's makif, and this is the or panimi. But if you don't have a keli, then what's the shah v'chlal to call an or makif, an or panimi? Or v'chlal, when this is not really being makif, the or you mean is what is it going just like a half a circle on the side of the face? That's not really a makif. And the all small is doing the exact same thing and has a different name. So why, Meir Taser, why should the Ariza call it an or panim and or makif?
So you're basically asking, what is it makif and what's it inside of?
Yeah. And the other thing is, there's no difference between them, really, Betson. They're all both doing the exact same function, going, just floating down the face here. Right, so is there a keli here? Is not a keli here. So tell us about there's no keli here. So the various tools in the Mefarshim about this. Let me just quote you a few of them. It's interesting because all of them are they're all basically saying the same thing, but in a different sprach. So one of the tools that I saw said, "Be'etzem, this is not happening now." The Ramas, and Moshe Zakut in the back of the Otto Chaim, they're over there. In fact, he says that it's that this all is eventually going to turn into an all makiv, and this all is going to turn into an all penimi. Another teretz is like brought down, I think, by the Leshem. He says it's be'erch, be'erchim, nahainu. When we speak about the all coming out from the oizen, that be'erch them, they are considered to be kalim because they're on a much lower daga. Therefore, chance to say that the oar coming up from the yamin, which is always a stronger oar from the right side, that's an oar makiv, and the oar from the small is oar bechinas pininis. Why? Because it's going to be makiv, and it's going to be pininis to the oar. So it's be'erchin. It's be'erchin.
So what is it being makiv and pininis to?
It's not really being makiv or pinimi to anything. Mm-hmm. It's just that we're calling them a makiv and a bechinas a pinimi, klapa a weaker or. So klapa the weaker or, we're going to call that weaker or keli, the or coming up from the or is almost in a minute. Right. So how do I differentiate? What do I call? How do I call this a stronger or a weaker or?
The chaytim
is a weaker or coming up from the chaytim because it's a nechus dagas coming up from a lower area. So the etzem is not makiv or panim anything. It's not a moshul. It's a moshul ba'alma to say that these are stronger oils, the kitzur. But how do you say the stronger oil? In which way it's a stronger oil? And which one is stronger? So you say the right one's a makiv, one one's a panim. It doesn't mean it's actually a makiv.
Why is panim called weaker oil? It's called compared to makiv.
We gave this moshul once. Is that if you to pour hot lead in a plastic cup, what would happen to the cup?
It melts,
right? So Elamai must be that the keli must be stronger than whatever you put inside, right? The Om Makiv, which represents the kli, which keeps the kli together, must be a stronger all.
Yes, the other kasha about why does it come from the left side? You're also gonna
what? What do you mean? The left side is all panimi, right? And the right side is all makiv. So why do we call the Or Makiv stronger? Because Or Makiv represents sort of the kli, the outside of it. Why is it outside? Why is it not inside? Why are they not both panimi? I can write it because one's stronger than the other one. The weaker Or can't fit itself kilo in a keli. It can manage to get into the keli. It sumps itself in the keli. The Or Makiv is too strong. It can't. We'll see. There's another shah which we're not going to see in also time. And that time is called multiple motive. Multiple motive. Well, see there, Taka Leibu, he speaks about the oar popping in, popping out, popping in, popping out, because it's a very strong oar and it can't settle into a keli. Poshut can't, it doesn't have the zitz flash. Keli, not really the zitz, that's the wrong word. But it's too powerful in order to say it's going to break the keli, so it pops in, pops out.
So is it like a keli to the keli then?
It's not a keli.
It's on the outside of the keli. Mm-hmm. So it's just mucky for the keli usually.
Right.
So Or Makiv is a kli itself?
No, it's not a kli. No, it's Makiv the kli, but it's Bechinas kli. Kalapi what's inside, or Panini.
We don't have like a moshul for that. That's just something which is unique to Kabbalah.
So Or Makiv? No, we don't have a Gashmi moshul for Or Makiv. Mm. Not that I know of. Mm. Well, you can think of a Gashmi moshul for Or Makiv? Not really. The only motion I can think of is that when you ever feel this sense when you're sitting in your whatever that side of the room and somebody comes in the room, doesn't make any noise, but you know the person's there. Mm. You have these senses, you know, you feel there's somebody in the room, somebody's looking at you or whatnot, right? That's your own market. That's your extension of yourself connecting up. Everybody has his own market. There's two makifim actually. There's a makif chaya and a makif yechida. So one's a closer to you, and one's a more encompassing makif. Mm. So that's where you start sensing things and you start feeling things. And some people are very attuned to them; they can not really, you know, really, really get in touch with all these things. Mm. But that's basically, I think, as close as you get to a dugma.
So the or panimi does go into the kli.
Yeah, or panimi is panimius, goes inside the kli. And then you have or makif.
And the or makif works. It gives koyach, it gives hashpah to the kli as well,
yeah.
But in a different way from the outside.
Yeah, we'll see later on that all panini actually it creates and holds up the kli, the you have a thickness to the kli, right? So chelik of the panimius of the kli, half of it is being held up and being created by this all panini, and the or makiv is creating actually the other half of the thickness of the kli.
The outside side.
Yeah. So that is the various tools. The others, but we'll continue for the moment. Again, they're using the klolim that we did, what we learned about beforehand, the klolim of erchim, the klolim of milimala elimata, all these klolim you use over and over again.
So just to get clear, yeah. So you've got the Orem Akiv, the Or Panimi.
Yeah.
Each of them...
One from the right, Orem Akiv is from the right, or Panimi is from the left, yeah.
And both of them together are separate oros.
Yeah.
And they create...
They're all from the same or.
Right, because it's two beginnings of the same oil. Right. Okay, yeah. We call it the Panimius and the Chitzonius of the oil, or what's another way of saying it?
No, that's a different lotion.
Dak
and gas, you can use a schwaf already, yeah.
Right. And then they create the two sides, the inside and the outside of the kelim. Which is
well, that's not Nogia tonight. Now we haven't learned that yet. Later on,
okay.
I just give you a mosh of what they do, what the potentials are, how they manifest themselves, and what they do exactly. But that's not Nogia right now. Mm-hmm. You have to know this is all makif and panimi. The kasha was what is it makif bechalal? What is it thing? Mm-hmm. There is either you can say it's like on the osid. This has a potential. It has a potential to be makif, like the Ramas wants, like the Remes, or like the Lesh wants to say the tak is going to be makif. It's only be'erich the oros which is lower. So to use the shpach to tell us which one is greater, which one is less, so we use the shpach. This is a makiv and this is a panimi, and those are oros tachtonim. Yeah. Okay. So let's continue. How much more time do we have?
Okay.
A bit more. Okay, so Abu Halfman. Okay, so let's continue. But here, Ozen Gematria Noach. Right, take the Gematria of Ozen is Noach. Sod Shem Sag, and it's the Sod Shem Sag, right? The Or which is coming out from Ozen is a Saga Klali 63. Now, if you take the literal Gematria of Ozen is 58, and therefore, if you add 5 to it, you come out 63. Kimisham maschil Shem Sag Kiniska the Inazir is Babazat Hashem.
And what's the idea of the hay at the end?
Oh, hay at the end is not told to us exactly. It's not told to us here in Alpha Sun. It's Chaim, there's a mamash, a big arichas, what's going to happen to that hay. Right now we're not told, but he's just giving you a remez ba'alma to the fact that Sag 62 is coming out from the ears, because the Gematra of ear of Ozen is basically 63. This is 58 plus 5 will make you 63.
Vihine. Even though that hay in mice is made of another with a yud next to it, you're just taking the hay out of it.
We're just taking
the final hay of the hay yud.
That's right, we're taking the final hay of the K yud, yeah. Yeah, and then we'll use that for something else, yeah. Vihine. Eilu Ozen b'chinas tamim shel saga elyon. Remember, there's Tamim Elyon, and there's a Tamim, you should know, Malkovah, Tamim Ensoi, Tamim Tachtonim, right? So, we are speaking about what? Let's get our focus here. We're talking about the Tamim Elyonim. Tamim Elyonim. So, in Kabbalah Shvara, that's called Abdesag. Abdesag. Right? Oysom Shehem Lemala Al Ois Eskeniska Le'el. Again, we're not talking about Kelim Bechlal. If we talk about Kelim, it's only a Shprach, Be'Allah, to tell you a differentiation between this and that one. Gamda, Kiveres Esfirot Eilo, Yotzum Mekushorot B'Tachlis Itkashkos. They're mamish completely together. Remember, they're always coming up from the Znaim, always coming up from both sides, and there's Esesphiros and the Mamish Kilo, there's one. You can't really differentiate at this point in time. Alright, this is going to get into a different Indian on how the formation of the oysters are going to come out now. So maybe we'll just stop it here. And Hashem, we'll find some time to. For more shiurim or information about the Yeshiva Tachen, please visit our website www.yeshivatachen.com. Have any questions or looking to learn Chochmas Emes with an experienced Rebbe? Please send us an email at yeshivatachen@gmail.com. That's yeshivatachen@gmail.com. Thank you for listening.